And we are going to the book of Genesis this morning. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. And I'm going to start out with the question. Have you ever wondered where it all started? In our road with basics, we need to understand or try and go back to where it all started with Christianity and how it all began. And we know that it began because of the fall of man in the garden. But I want to come up a little bit. I want to go to Israel, because Israel seems to be on everyone's mind right now, with Mr. Biden trying to undo what Mr. Trump has done. I want to give him a warning. Don't mess with Israel. Israel is God's chosen land. Remember, God's name is on the nation of Israel. So let's begin in chapter 12, verse number 1, and we're going to read four verses this morning. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. Sixfold blessings here he's giving. Six blessings. I will make of thee a great nation. Number one. Number two. I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Now, 75 years old, do any of us think about leaving where we've been for so long, other than going home? Let alone God telling us at 75 years old, I want you to move there and start a new life. Okay, I'm 75 years old. We don't live much past that. Although there are some that are over 100 today. So praise God for that. But understand, here's what I want to look at. As I stated just a moment ago, God's name is on the nation of Israel. Just because we are in the church age, the age of the Gentiles, does not mean that God has thrown Israel away. His covenant is forever with Israel. And it's going to stand eternally with Israel. God has a purpose for Israel. As a matter of fact, let's look at the history of Israel. Let's look at what Israel means to us. Israel is the shoreline to eternity. Jesus came from Israel. Let's look at these blessings that Abraham was given. I will make of thee a great nation. Israel, in wars that have been that she has been plagued with, and attacks that she has been plagued with, has not lost. She still stands as strong as she did 3, 4, 5,000 years ago. So a great nation. God has kept his promise to Abram and has made Israel a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. Israel is one of the leaders in medicine today. They're one of the leaders in horticulture and agriculture. Do you realize that all of their farm comes from salt water? The waters that they use is Their desalinization program is the top. It's among other, there is none that can replicate what Israel is doing right now. It was asked of me this week as I was talking with someone about this. Well, wouldn't you think that everybody would want that technology? You'd be surprised how many nations want Israel wiped off the face of the map because of these very reasons. Let's look at Russia for a moment. We all saw earlier this week where Biden sent our jets over and we had an airstrike in Syria. Kind of close. But understand, I want you to realize, Russia has been staging itself around the borders of Israel right now. Russia is making nice with Israel right now because they need to come in to the harbors in there, in Israel. Why is it so important for Russia to want Israel and have relations with Israel? There's a strategic reason. I've heard so many. Well, it's the oil. That seems to be the top of the list. You know what? Russia doesn't care thing one about Israel's oil. Russia's Navy is stuck in its ports 4 to 6 months out of the year because it's frozen up there. You come into the port of Haifa, it's a warm water port, never freezes over, and you can strike anywhere in the world from Haifa. Strategically, Russia needs that water. Russia needs her ships in warm water. So, I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will, again, look at the blessings that come out of Israel. Medicines advanced. You realize the vaccine, the COVID vaccine in Israel has not made one Israeli person sick? This is their medical advances. They study this stuff. They live with this stuff. All of Israel, from the beginning of time, when God first sent Abram out, has fought problems. Israel has made itself and grown off of its problems. It's learned. Abram, from the beginning, put his faith in God. They looked to God for their answers. So let's move on. In verse number 3, I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. Understand. You want to understand why our country is in the shape it is? It's because we've got so many leaders in this country trying to break our relations with Israel. We had, if you follow the years of Jubilee, starting in 1917, a gentleman in England by the name of Balfour went and wrote a letter to the leading Jew out of Israel, Rothschild. Now, the Ottoman Empire had control up until 1917 of Israel. Britain went in, beat the Ottomans, took possession of Israel. Balfour sent this message to Rothschild. It became known as the Balfour Declaration. Said that Israel will always own this property so long as Great Britain is alive. 1917 was a year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee, after 49 years of the 7 years you're supposed to till your land and work your land for six years, the seventh year is rest. Times seven, that's 49. So you got 49, the 50th year is the year of Jubilee. That's the year when all possessions go back to its owners. Pastor just spoke about this a couple of Sundays ago. Now, in doing so, the land was given back to Israel. Let's fast forward 50 years. 1967. Little short war happened in Israel. 6 days. Israel took possession back of Jerusalem. Jerusalem seems to be a big strategic point for everybody. The Muslims had it up until that point. Even though it's still divided today, Jerusalem stands as possession of Israel. Every so often, Bill Clinton came in and tried to give half of it back to Palestine. There's a problem with that. By doing so, Clinton brought shame upon our country and brought problems upon this country. God said, "I will curse him that cursed thee." Look, you want prosperity? You want spiritual growth? You want God to take notice of things you're doing? Stand with Israel! Because that's where your spiritual prosperity is coming from. Remember, God said, "I will bless thee, bless them that bless thee." Fast forward, 2017. We all know that in 1948, Israel became a nation. And there were people that stood against the U.S. doing that. As a matter of fact, President Truman, it's interesting, another TRU president, Truman stood for Israel, and 11 minutes after the U.N. acknowledged Israel as a state, 11 minutes later, President Truman was presenting the Israeli people with the declaration that we would support them as a nation. Truman had a great presidency. Amen. 2017, just 3 short years ago, President Donald Trump acknowledged Jerusalem as the capital of Jerusalem. And moved our embassy there. You want to know why the numbers were so low, the unemployment numbers were so low during the presidency of Donald Trump? You want to understand why our country was being prosperous? You want to understand why his presidency was so strong? It's because he stood with Israel. He blessed Israel. He recognized Jerusalem as God's capital. That's where our business needs to be taken care of. Now, you look at what's happening now. They're trying to pull our embassy back out and put it back in Tel Aviv. I don't see God letting that happen. You see, because 2017 was a year of Jubilee. Possessions went back to Israel. It's God's land. God gave that land to Abram many thousand years ago. And that's where we're at here. "I will bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee all families of the earth will be blessed." All families of the earth will be blessed. This blessing is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The greatest blessing ever to come out of Israel that we have gave himself a sacrifice for us on Calvary on that cross that day. He went into that tomb, but he came out three days later proving he is God. And it also should stand as a reminder to us, not only to those of us who have accepted God's gift and accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it should be a reminder to us that God has control. Let's go into the New Testament a minute. Galatians chapter 3. This is how much that God realizes this. Paul was part of the Sanhedrin. He was a Pharisee. Excuse me. He was a Pharisee. He knew the history of Israel. He knew all of the forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so on. He knew all the laws of the land. Galatians 3:8, in Galatians 3, he speaks of it. And let's begin in verse number 4. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present... that's chapter 1. Sorry, we're beginning in verse number 3. Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, as ye now made perfect by the flesh? Paul is reminding the Galatians that, look, God has a purpose for us. But we need to trust Him. We need to quit trying to perfect ourselves in the flesh. We need to let God deal with our flesh. We need to give our flesh up. And we need to come out of this world. Number 4, have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Verse number 6, even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Abraham trusted God for everything. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Abraham was a child of God. We are children of God by the same faith that Abraham had so many years ago. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Understand, this is the blessing of God to the families of the earth, is this faith, this trust, this covenant, this promise that He will never leave us or forsake us. That is the promise. And that's our hope. That's our encouragement today. I went over a little bit. I apologize, Brother Rich. That is our encouragement today. And that's what we need to live by. Let's all stand. As we close out. As you're going through life's journeys this week, and things are getting tough, remember, God's there. Just like He was with Abraham, He's there for us.